Mike, thank you so much for the time. It is such a joy to chat with you. I really appreciate it.
Right on.
This film is so much fun. I mean, it is so nice to see Poe back in action, to put a not too fine a point on it. I know that you've been around the franchise since the beginning. What was it that excited you most to explore about him in this particular film?
It's probably why it took so long for us to make this film, but we didn't want to move forward until we had the perfect story to tell, to continue Poe's journey and to continue the franchise. And we didn't want to do that until we had the perfect theme that went along with our story. So once we had that, that got me really excited to want to tell another chapter, or at least to tell a fourth story.
And it's so nice to have everyone back and bring in Awkwafina as well. I'd love to talk to you about the role of mentors, because this is a different side of Poe that we've seen. What do you think about the role of mentors in our lives? How do we know that we've chosen the right one, and what makes a good mentor?
That's a really interesting question, because you're right. Poe is actually hesitant to become a mentor, but he almost becomes one anyway, doesn't he, through the course of the movie. And that was something else that we're like, we made another one because that's his next step. That's the way to evolve Poe into becoming a mentor. But I think mentors are extremely important. And the best ones are the ones that will, you're not only learning from their actions, from their own actions and what they're doing, but they're also ones that elevate you and believe in you. And that's a big thing that Poe does at the end, is like, you know, we always say that Poe is black and white like a panda, and he sees the world in black and white. You know, he sees heroes or villains. And Jin is a gray Corsac fox, kind of shades of gray. And she's a friend, and she's helping him take down the villain, but at the same time, she's a thief, and she hangs out with criminals in the den of thieves. So as a mentor, it's a struggle for Poe to see that she is able to change. Like, does he believe that she's able to change? And I think a good mentor can realize that and go, I'm with you, I got your back through bad or good, and I feel that you're capable of changing or improving. I think that's a big part of it. Faith, maybe.
Absolutely. And that was, there's a line in the film I wanted to ask you about, and maybe just continuing on in this, but at one point Poe says, sometimes the greatest dishes will come from the most surprising ingredients. I was wondering what your thoughts are and what that means to you.
Well, I think it's important for this day and age. I call it a very internet age that we're into, and people want to judge things right away and say, that's bad and that's good. And I think when he talks about unlikely ingredients, it's more of, I think, keeping an open mind, and that people are capable of change and no one is perfect. We're all imperfect, right? And let's not be so quick to judge. Let's be open and have faith that people can change. And I think that's what that, you know, unlikely ingredients is like, who knew that that would be such a great dish, you know, when his dad threw those together. And I think it's the same as with people. It's like anyone is capable of being a good person.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I know we're getting tight on time, but I mean, this is an animated franchise, and I know Jack is hot right now. Again, wondering for you, what lies in the future for Kung Fu Panda? Are we looking ahead to number 5, or is this?
Well, so the studio would probably give me the wooshy finger hold if I told any secrets right now. But I will say this. Anytime Jack Black is voicing this panda, man, I'm there. I'm in the theater. I want to watch Jack Black do anything. Anything Jack Black does, it's always funny. It's always filled with energy, and it's always joyful. So, I'll be there whether I'm working on it or not.
Absolutely, and it's just so much fun. I really appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much for the time, and congratulations on the film.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You know, we make these for the big screen, and we work so hard with the sound mix and the score and everything. So thank you for getting people interested to see it in the theater. That's so important to all the people that work on these films, is when you get people interested enough to leave their home and go to the theater. So thank you.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't thinking about this aspect when we started this conversation, but it is really nice to go back and have that theater experience, especially with the family. So absolutely.
Yeah, and then you talk about it later. You could discuss it, and it's not thrown away. It's important when we go and leave our house together and sit together and watch something. So, right on.
I agree. Absolutely. Mike, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Right. Have a great day.